Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Would you do that in Jesus' name? He's such a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and raise your eyebrows and show your front teeth. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Such a lovely atmosphere here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If your neighbor hasn't smiled yet, kind of bump him and say, I'm going to smile for you. Let's do it again. Come on, give him some praise in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's an awesome God. Amen. Amen. Good to be here. Praise the Lord with my friend. Amen. Pastor Greeley. Amen. I just enjoy being here. It's just an honor to be here. Such a beautiful presence of the Lord. Well, hallelujah. It really is. Amen. If you're a guest of ours, well, you don't need to be a guest anymore. You need to sign up. Praise the Lord. Come on, look at somebody and say, stop being so stiff. Sign up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Some of y'all think I'm kind of kidding, you know. There must be some script, you know, all these people come up here. No, look at your neighbor and say, loosen up, Magdalene. Sign up. Jesus. There are people that drive miles, amen. Not throwing stones, but high steeple, few people, places. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes they're giving their offerings and sometimes giving their life savings and walk inside. And walk out mad. But you're in a place that people have testified. And then there are those that are lurkers among us. Who they could, when they get a little bolder here after the Holy Ghost gets on them, they're going to say, yeah, I was one of those that walked in sad. But I walked out glad. Hey, to you. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Amen. They already know I'm going to be long-winded, so I just got to add to it. Thank you, Jesus. So to all you lurkers, this is your opportunity. Raise your cheeks. Let me see your tonsils. Show it to your neighbor. And say, do I look glad yet? Come on, go ahead. Now somebody give him some praise right now. Somebody give. Come on, pick those feet up. Come on, don't let the pastor outshout you. Woo! Jesus' name. Where the presence of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I promise you, amen. Look. Man, I got a squeal on some of y'all. You know, we could have played it by the book. And, hey, man, he calls me up and say, hey, man, Evangelist Crowder, let's get you on the schedule. And I've gotten on the schedule. And he tells me how many people have been coming and how many need the Holy Ghost and they're going to be here. And I showed up and all y'all stayed home because you figured out I had bad breath. So you didn't know I was coming. I still got bad breath. That's why I've been working over these mints. But the Holy Ghost doesn't have bad breath. Somebody needs to say, Jesus, breathe on me. Some of y'all have never been to a Pentecostal church before. You are in an apostolic Pentecostal church. Church is not made of bricks and mortar, drywall and stucco. You are what that society calls a church, it really isn't. It's the building that holds the church. Praise the Lord. And that's where you want to be. And that same presence that you feel doesn't have to be a museum that you visit every once in a while. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at somebody that looks like they're like a deer with their eyes in the middle, looking at a car, kind of, and say, you're about to become God's house yourself. Come on, don't just say it in their ear. Get a hold of them, chunk them, and say, did you hear me? You're about to become God's house yourself. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad I got the mezzo-sopranos here. Praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name. And we can be a little bit light about this, because when you find the joy of the Lord, you'll stop worrying about the drones that are about to hit you. You'll stop worrying about, amen, your Bitcoin. It's on the roof. Praise the Lord. Some of you worried about, when's it going to drop? We're not, we're a church of reality people. If I could show you some of the pictures of the used-to-be's of those that have stood behind this pulpit. Some that are standing right beside you. You'd say, my God, why didn't I unstiffify sooner? Oh, praise the Lord. So, the promise is yours. If you're a guest of ours, amen, you have already lost your guest status. This is too good. It's not too good to be true. But you're standing far, just not far from somebody. It's not just about the alcohol and the drugs and getting out of Bill's bed that you're not married to. It's about the fact that you don't own yourself. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want to bring you out of your dreamland that all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put you back together again. But you have come to the right house, and you've come to the only king. Please don't raise your hands half-mast. Do full armpit praise. Hallelujah. Come on, we're worried about the come on, lift up your hands and give. Don't be cute now. Give God some praise, because there's a teenager right now that needs to know. Oh, praise the Lord. Life is worth living. I say life is worth living. Come on, somebody. Where's my rejoicers? Where's my praisers? Come on, come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to be 50 years old to dance. Come on, you can shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, the promise is yours. Hallelujah. Say this with a smile. Say, if you're too cute to get yours, I'm going to take yours and mine. Hallelujah. Some of y'all still don't understand the preacher. I'm going to look you right in the eye until you get it. Say, if that blessing was like the fried chicken that was on yesterday's table, I'll get my chicken leg and your amen, thigh and fried breast. Praise the Lord. And you won't even know it's gone. Woo. And somebody say gulp. Acts 10:43. I'm going to read you an example. Amen. Don't leave me now, Mabel. Praise the Lord. Amen. To him, Amen. Acts 10:43. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. So if you're here for the first time after having scoped their internet site and their Facebook, amen, and kind of cleared it that way, hallelujah, you're still here a little bit skeptical. I'm going to tell you, God already sees your mentality. You might as well start believing. Those goosebumps that are running up and down your arms, or those smiles that are coming out and say, my God, I know I don't boogaloo like that. Praise the Lord. And I feel like I need to move a little bit. You need to start believing. Come on, you need to start believing. Come on, I need some people to help me. Praise the Lord. You don't, hold on, wait a minute. They don't know me from Adam, and some of you don't even know me from Adam. Some of you only see the snapshot. I know the video. So look at your neighbor, amen. That person look a little stiff and a little bit frayed. Say, amen. Amen. Say, this is your time. I know their name isn't Mabel, but turn to them and say, hey, Mabeline, amen, this is your time. All that means, through his name, whosoever believeth in him, that's the key word, shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision, that's Jewish people that came with Peter to this place and event, amen, that was at Cornelius' house. They of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles is everything that's not a Jew. I'm a Gentile, most likely you are too. Also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, y'all have been around for a while. You know, that doesn't scare you, but those that are Ghostbusters fiends, they say, my God, there's ghosts in here? Hallelujah. Look at them and say, sugar pie, you've been going to too many Halloween parties. We're not talking about the... We're not talking about Casper the Friendly Ghost. We're not talking about Ghostbusters. Think about Spirit. Holy Spirit. Go ahead. I'll go Episcopalian on you. Holy Spirit. So in Jesus' name, God is a spirit. And you need to start believing in what you're sensing and feeling. Oh, hallelujah. Now, for they heard them speak with tongues. Now, this is an example. This is not a loony church. We are taking from our heritage from the Bible. I'm not reading out of Aesop's Fables. I'm not reading off your favorite website. Oh, praise the Lord. God was wireless before there was wireless, before there was Marconi. In Jesus' name. And they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. What that means is that when you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak with tongues. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, that's like saying your baby has come into the world and you didn't hear a whine or a oh yet. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't care what kind of name brand they are and what part of the world they are. When they come into the world and they're alive, you're going to hear them in Jesus' name. Now, you don't hear me yet. You're going to forget about, amen, the spaghetti and ice cream and peanut butter sandwiches that you wanted in your pregnancy. You're going to forget about that, the pain and the agony that you felt in your body. Ladies need to understand this. You're going to say, my God, that's my boy. Praise the Lord. That's my daughter. Hallelujah. I don't care about their crooked forehead. I don't care about the fact that their ear is longer on this side and their back of the head is longer. That's my baby, and you ain't got nothing to say about it. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, y'all acting too. Come on, lift up your voice and say, amen. So, you're going to speak with tongues. There are people that are going to speak with tongues for the very first time today and magnify God. And they were all, amen, Acts 2 and 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. And I want to say to you, the promise is yours. Say it again. Say, the promise is yours. Say, the promise is yours. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. I know you've been standing a long time. Thank you. Hallelujah. Give him amen. Hallelujah. If you're a guest of ours, open your mouth. Don't speak this in your mind. Hallelujah. Every teenager, every 20-something, oh, praise the Lord, every retiree, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the promise. Hallelujah, God, is unto you and to your children and all that are far off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Thank you, Lord God. Take dominion, Lord God. We declare right now your authority and your power over this room in the name of Jesus. You have brought such joy here, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. When somebody was driving into the parking lot with fear and doubt and some with anxiety, in the name of Jesus Christ, some drove in with pride and arrogance, but now they're coming like little children. We give you praise, God. Come on, let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pour out your Spirit. Anoint, oh God, this whole church as an altar call right now in the name of the Lord. Let the altar be throughout this church right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now I want to say, man, it's great to see everybody in Jesus' name, that you're in a place where, amen, God, it is normal for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. This service is about people getting ready for heaven. Everything that you need to know about heaven is not going to be learned in this service. But, amen, it is so important. The part that you need to know, you have already demonstrated by virtue that you are in this place and not in the parking lot. Amen. And stay with me. You'll understand. Hallelujah. You didn't come. Amen. I know some of y'all are Santa Claus kind of whatever. But you didn't come in through the ceiling. You came in through the door. Amen. We don't have church in the door, but unless you came through the door, you wouldn't be in the sanctuary. To enter into the kingdom of God, there are certain things you must submit to. You've got to come in the door. Now, you could have come in through the window, but 911 or that person that's got that unnatural lump on their side, and they're doing something like this, or they're grabbing around their ankle, and they're swinging it around like this, you'll recognize real quickly that I wish the police would arrive real quick. Thank you, Jesus. But everybody that's here, amen, look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad you've got good sense. Some of y'all are still mumbling. Some of y'all have not said one thing since I've been here. Look at your neighbor, yes, and say, I'm glad you came through the door. That's beautiful pronunciation. No Ebonics in the house. Amen. Now, in Jesus' name, what I want to say is that, amen, coming into the door, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You want to make sure that you qualify for the kingdom of God. There's a lot of things you can't learn unless you come into the door being born of the water and of the Spirit. How many want to go to heaven? Lift up your hand high if you want to go to heaven. Full armpit praise right now. You want to go to heaven. Wave your hand. Make sure it works. You want to go to heaven. Okay, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen to the preacher. Hold your hand up right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, amen. Listen real closely. Everybody that wants to go to heaven, lift up your hand. You that don't have your hand up, I'm asking no more questions to you. Amen. Amen. If you want, amen, to go to heaven and you have spoken with tongues before, I want you to put your hand down right now. Everybody else should have their hand up in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for these honest ones. 6. Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to start being honest in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hands for those that have been honest in the name of the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Because God knows where the 12 are in here, this place. But we've got 6 of them that said, you know what? I'm honest enough. Praise the Lord. I am, amen. I don't care who sees me. I want to go to heaven. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Thank you, sister, in Jesus' name. Amen. Didn't Mabel do a good job? Praise the Lord. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. It is so important to understand. Amen. Just like when a baby comes into the world, the first thing the mama, amen, hears, and she may, depending on how they have her positioned or where the sheets are or whatever, amen, is that sound of that brand new baby that has entered into the world. I want you to know there's no reason to be embarrassed in this place, amen. There's no reason to be embarrassed, amen, if you have never spoken with tongues before. If you just hang in here, you'll get a little more explanation. Tongues is where you are seeking God and He fills you with His Holy Spirit, amen, where, and as He does, you begin to speak in sounds that you have never spoken before under the influence of the Holy Spirit that has come upon you. Hallelujah. Every time, for all of you mothers that have had babies, amen, even when you didn't even think about God, some may have not even known about God, amen, that child, when it came into the world, whether you knew it or not, is really the physical parable, amen, of a spiritual principle that's being acted out here today. Whereas when that child came out, the first thing that came was water, amen, hallelujah, water, symbolic of baptism. Hallelujah. And when that child then presented, came forth, that the first thing that happens is they begin to speak in those strange sounds that whether, amen, whatever the color of the baby, whether the culture of the baby, whether the background of the baby, please, amen, don't let Mabel distract you. Praise the Lord. Come on, you need to hear this. I say, does it make any difference where they are in the world? Amen. That baby comes out and it makes a strange sound in the name of the Lord. You don't say, be quiet. You're not speaking in English, so you don't have a right to. Amen. You don't say, be quiet. You're not speaking, amen, Korean or Chinese or Portuguese. You just, amen, are thankful that you have experienced a child, a new birth coming into the world. If you understand that, then you need to understand. Oh, hallelujah. You are in a place that you are, where we, amen, the most important function that we have is seeing people come into the kingdom of God. That's why we will baptize you in the name of Jesus. We will fully cover your body with water. Amen. After you have repented of your sins, we will, before that, call the name of Jesus over you, that the blood of Jesus that He shed on the cross will be delivered, amen, not by UPS, but by the Spirit to your soul to wash away every lie that you don't want your mama to know that you said. Come on, somebody. You, amen, that you can be free from sin and you can put away that Saturday night special, oh, praise the Lord, because your guilt and your your shame and that inferiority complex, amen, has left you, because when they called the name of Jesus over you, the blood of Jesus washed away what your psychiatrist could never do. Somebody ought to slap their hands unto the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the long explanation of being born of the water. And then, amen, you are born of the Spirit. Some are born of the Spirit before, some are born of the Spirit after. But everybody will speak with tongues as the Spirit give utterance. Come on, y'all should have been shouting and running the aisles over that one. Oh, praise the Lord. Because there's a bunch of people in this place that thought that could never be for me. Somebody thought that had too much, I've been through too much value. I've been through too many psychiatric events. I've been on too many psychiatric drugs. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God can take you out of that murderous, suicidal, self-hating spirit and put the joy of the Lord in you. Come on, there ought to be more shadows in this place. In the name of Jesus, you ought to put the devil under your feet, because what the devil said is not yours. God says the promise is yours. Will somebody go wild with their praise right now? Come on, somebody. Don't let the crazy lady in the back outdance you. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord and give him praise. Amen. It's time for you to tell your neighbor, get hungry for the Holy Ghost, because God wants to give it to you, and he's going to give you the Holy Ghost because you're going to ask for it. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you're going to ask for it. Many of you, amen, including myself, have gone through things, amen, in times past, because of things that you asked for, sought for, amen, and once you got it, hallelujah, it was not like what you thought it was. But I want to tell you, but when you get the Holy Ghost, how many times have I heard somebody, hallelujah, say, my God, in the name of Jesus, I didn't deserve this, but it feels so good. Just leave me alone. Get out of my way, because you can't dance like I feel like dancing. You weren't there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, praise the Lord, to take those bad dreams away. And you couldn't bind those spirits that wanted to, amen, that were telling me to kill myself. But I've got a God that's bigger than your God. I've got a God that's bigger than that event. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give me some teenagers that will jump up and say, I want the Holy Ghost. Now, why did you go to Acts the 10th chapter to start reading? Because these people knew about rejection. Well, praise the Lord. This is not, amen, hallelujah, like the early 2000s when I started to come in here. In Jesus' name. Amen. The dynamic, the social landscape is so much different now. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. These people are just like some of you. They knew about rejection. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you act like you do because mama rejected you and daddy rejected you and your in-law rejected you. And oh, praise the Lord. Not only 1,000 people called you stupid, you wake up in the morning, you call yourself stupid on the inside. Amen. They knew about rejection. They were Gentiles. And amen, the Jews treated them like they were rejects. Even the Apostle Peter said, no, Lord, I'm not going down that side of town and preach to those folks. He says, yes, you are, dude. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know who made your clavicle? Do you know who made your, amen, superior vena cava? Do you know who made your aorta? In the name of Jesus, what God has cleansed, sins. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't let no man call it, amen, defiled and unclean. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, you get down there and you preach to those snotty-nosed kids, and I'm going to do the miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, people. They didn't file an equal opportunity suit. They didn't, amen, go down with a bunch of signs and, amen, amen, start a riot. Hallelujah. They were hungry. They were thirsty. They filled up the house, because in the name of Jesus Christ, when you're hungry, you don't care, amen, what they look like, smell like, act like, when they're standing or sitting next to you. You're just saying, I'm here for one reason only. I'm not here to be a movie star. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm here because I'm hungry for God. Hallelujah. Why are you saying that, Brother Crowder? Because that hunger, amen, came down on them. Because in Jesus' name, when they start believing in Jesus and stop looking at their resume and their college degrees, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's somebody to hear. You got all kinds of college degrees, and it's going to take you beyond the grave to pay for them. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and you're still on minimum wage jobs right now. But in God, hallelujah, He knows what you need before you even arrive. Oh, praise the Lord. And Peter starts to open his mouth, and believers started to start believe. Come on, lady, you can't hide from this. When you are hungry and when you're thirsty, oh, praise the Lord, I've had him get the Holy Ghost in the vestibule. Oh, praise the Lord. When there was somebody inside that was too stuck up and stuck on themselves. Oh, praise the Lord. God will find you. If you will start believing God, you don't have to wait till this long-winded preacher lets you come to the altar call. Come on, somebody. Hey, amen. You need to get up and get it on right now and say, if the promise is mine, what am I waiting for? Look at your neighbor and say, would you swallow your Wrigley's and say, praise the Lord? Come on, somebody. And so the Holy Ghost fell on them. I like it when the Holy Ghost falls on people. I say, I like it when the Holy Ghost falls on people. Oh, praise the Lord. It didn't fall on churchified people. It just fell on people that were hungry and people that were thirsty. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He turned on my high. Hey, sugar pie. Oh, praise the Lord. God will bypass you and get to somebody that's hungry. Oh, praise the Lord. They may have worked at a strip joint last night, but in the name of Jesus, they stripped themselves of their pride and their arrogance, excuse me, and their religious education, because in the name of the Lord, it's not about religion, it's about your relationship with Jesus. And in this relationship, you just can't create your own way. You got to come by the water and by the Spirit, according to John, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse, which is more, amen, more specifically described in Acts 2:38, in Jesus' name. So Holy Ghost, oh, praise the Lord. Amen, the Holy Ghost is the most powerful experience that you, amen, can get. It's the most powerful things. Amen. The most powerful thing that you can, amen, get from heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Let me cut you off at the pass. Some of you YouTubers. Oh, praise the Lord. Your most powerful revelation is not from the prophelier that you, amen, watch from some, amen, YouTube video of somebody you don't even know. that's got some London accent or something from Trinidad or, amen, Bahama. Amen. If you're from those, amen, this ain't about you. It's about people, oh, praise the Lord, that kind of, amen, just inject themselves into their lives, into people's lives, amen, and distort the Word of God. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. The most important, amen. Come on, when I say something good, amen, it ain't about me. Amen, stop, amen, to make the devil mad. The Holy Ghost is the most powerful experience from heaven. Everybody should have the Holy Ghost. Everybody's got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Everybody's got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To be saved. That means God wants you to have it. It's not just the pastor wants you to have it. He wants you to have it because God says you got to have it. But I understand. Amen. I'm sorry that Uncle Anthony says you don't have to have it. Amen. Leave Uncle Anthony beside the potato salad at the family get together and you go after the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Somebody jump up and say, we're Holy Ghost wild around here. Come on, say it again. Woo! Have a seat. Amen. Get ready to jump back up. God wants you to have it. Whether you're young or old, you got to be descriptive in this generation, because they sit there and look at you, amen, through their glasses and through their contacts, and amen. Well, that one's for her, and that one's for Mabel, and that's for Joe, amen. I'm coming after you, because if you're here without the Holy Ghost, I'm glad for your Rosh Limbaugh tie, but you need the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord, amen, amen. I don't care about your foo-boos right now. I do care that as a young person, as a mother, as a grandpa, that you come as a child and say, hey man, I'm coming out of my skin today. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is for the rich. The Holy Ghost is for the poor. Oh, praise the Lord. Because, amen, whoever's in this room, whether you be rich or poor or in between, amen, when you repent of your sins, you gotta understand, he doesn't care about your possessions, because he owns the cattle and the Cadillacs on 1,000 years, on 1,000 hills. He owns Mars. He owns Jupiter. He owns Arcturus. He owns, amen, he owns Jupiter. He owns the rings on Jupiter. Come on, friend of mine. He doesn't care that little bit of square footage that you've got. Come on, in the name of Jesus. He don't pay rent on where he lives. He lives everywhere. I don't know where you are, but I can feel you with your spirit. Hey, amen. He don't own me. Yes, he owns you. He owns every soul. Oh, praise the Lord. I say he owns every soul. See, all of these things are ingredients to, hey, amen, hallelujah, to understand the importance of you making up your mind that, yes, I need to stop deliberating between Clarence Thomas and John Roberts. This is not the Supreme Court. He's the Supreme over the Supreme Court. Some of you have been deliberating for years. You need to get some labba-yabba-dabba-doo in your mouth like your baby did. He didn't come up there, amen, saying, is it okay for me to speak these strange sounding words? You're saying, go, baby, go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and laugh. Your face won't crack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus made the offer of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus, amen, amen, makes the offer of those that will repent of their sins. That means repent of your self-will. Repent of everything that nobody needs to know. And those things that you're trying to erase your out of your mind. I want to tell you that Jesus, amen, can wash away all of those thoughts and give you His Holy Spirit. Somebody, you can go ahead and shout while I'm preaching. In the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. And you can receive it too. In the name of the Lord. What do you mean? You that feel like you're excluded. You're saying, why is she so jazzed up? Is she an ever ready bunny? Oh, praise the Lord. No, friend of mine. Amen. Amen. You can't buy this with a battery. Oh, praise the Lord. When the Holy Ghost is in you, you've got power. You've got ability. You've got an atomic bomb that can't be lit by a match. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, sugar pie. Aren't you tired of being depressed and in despair? There's a reason why this church is built, is being filled up. Because there are people here that can't even explain why you come back when it's inconvenient, when it maybe costs you a little something. But amen, everybody wants to know the presence of the Lord. I feel joy. Smack your neighbor and say, please stop being so cool. Praise the Lord. Come on, slap your neighbor. Come on, just let's need no hand praise. Say, I already know you're cool, sugar. Oh, praise the Lord. Slap him and say, come on. There's the Holy Ghost here right now. And they come like a little attitude, just figure out a way to slap them nicely. Listen to me, let me go a little further. Again, you don't have to beg for it. You have to just humble yourself in the name of Jesus. Let's start right now. Lift up your hands right now and say, Lord, I'm ignoring the speaker right now. What I need is for you to speak to me. Come on, lift up your head. Come on, y'all. Get your head out of your Nikes and put your head up and close your eyes. And begin to say, Lord, I humble myself. Come on, somebody humble themselves for themselves. And humble yourself as well for that proud neighbor that's heard all of this and still is denying it. Come on, with the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. He under Kartai. Give it another 5 seconds in the name of the Lord. Come on, you that are crying big crocodile tears. Let it keep coming down your cheeks. Don't dry it with your handkerchief. Oh, praise the Lord, because every tear is medicine. God won't rape you, but He will fill you as you open the door of your heart and you stop being bitter at your daddy that did things to you that you don't want nobody to know. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, more and more of you are getting bold, even as I. Come on, young people, don't let your friends sit inside you, distract you. This is what heaven feels like. This is an appetizer. I say this is an appetizer. You didn't hear me. Come on, you can't listen to 3 people at one time. Oh, praise the Lord. Listen to what the preacher's telling you. Oh, praise the Lord. You didn't feel this when you went into the bar and that man touched you like he shouldn't have touched you. You didn't feel this when you went into the party. Oh, praise the Lord. With your dress up to your Purple Mountain's majesty and your high heel spiked shoes on. But when you came into the house of God, you forgot about all that mess. And say, who is this in the name of Jesus that makes me feel what I couldn't buy on the street or at CVS? Lift up your hands. Come on, let's do it together, Lord. I surrender to you. I humble myself, Lord. I'm not my own God. I can't make my own way. Lord, I drop my pride. I drop my self-will. Come on, somebody, you don't know what to say. Just go ahead. Just say it with all your heart. I don't know what to do, oh God, but I surrender in the name of the Lord. Please don't let me leave out of here without, oh God, being filled with this joy that I see the person across the aisle experiencing. I want you, Lord God. Come on, keep on speaking it out. You that know what I'm talking about, lift up your voice. Don't you dare sit there and being quiet. Oh God, I humble myself. Go ahead, Lord. You don't need a hearing aid, Lord. You hear that loud voice and you hear that quiet voice. Thank you, Lord God. He undercoto sangatatai. In the name of the Lord God. They don't need a megaphone, God. They don't need a cell phone. In the name of Jesus Christ. They don't even know how to dial this number. But there's somebody that's opened their heart. There's somebody that's helped them. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. Come on, somebody. Come on, sweetheart. Don't pick your nails now. Lift up your hands in Jesus' name. God, I'm tired of being bitter. I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of being addicted. I'm tired of being scared of hell. Oh, praise the Lord. I try to act like I'm cool and got everything together, but I'm afraid if the wrong car comes into my lane, that in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd end up in hell. I don't want to go to hell, Lord God, not when there's so much heaven available for me. Every man, every woman, every child. Lift up your hands and close your eyes in the name of the Lord. Don't analyze. Just lift up your head right now. Come like a little child. Come on, mom. Come like a little child right now. You can multitask. Come on. Some of you drive and text at the same time. Come on, you can multitask. Come on, lift up your hands right now. Empty yourself to the Lord. Come on, I'm going to speak. Come on, repent. Open your heart and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I want this Holy Ghost. If it means me speaking tongues like, amen, like Peter did and like Paul did, like all of the apostles did, like Mary did, and like Jesus' brothers did, in the name of the Lord Jesus, who am I to resist here? Thousands of years later, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, there's young men right now that the Holy Ghost has been moving on you right now. You can't afford, amen, to put your attention on your tie and your nice suit and your nice shiny shoes. Lift up your head right now in the name of the Lord. Come on, if you're a guest, you knew you weren't a guest when you walked in the parking lot, because that voice that you knew was God say, you are at home. Home now. Come on, in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. God, give them an appetite for the Holy Ghost. Give them an appetite right now. We take authority in this place. We declare an appetite for the Holy Ghost is hungry right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, nobody's thinking about cake and ice cream. The thing that I want that's on the agenda, that's on the menu. And go ahead, son. Go ahead, get after it. In the name of Jesus Christ, even the children understand it's God in this room. Stop waiting for a president to fix your problems. Come on, Jesus is the King of Kings. As you're repenting, you're laying down the groundwork. As you're repenting, you're laying down the groundwork. We're already there. If I can just get you, amen, to speak from your heart and not your skin. If I can just get you to start talking to God from you and not your 401k. If I can just get you to speak from your spirit instead of the games that you've been running on yourself. And say, dear Lord, here I am. I feel I've got a church full of people that are already there in the name of Jesus. You don't need to tell me one more time to forget about my neighbor, Brother Crowder. I've already done that, because when the King is present, all attention is on the King. Come on, give him your attention right there. Come on, come on. That's right, wife. Amen. Don't give it to the husband now. Come on, husband. Don't give it to the wife now. Give it to the King. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. Come on, some of your guests, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. God, Father, your spirit is loose right now in the name of Jesus. Every shackle that anybody had when they came up here, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the angels that are taking those shackles and unlocking the padlocks right now in the name of the Lord God. Come on, sugar, lift up your hands. You need to take advantage of this. In the name of Jesus Christ, not half mass, all the way right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, sir, you got your hands up. But lift up your head and tell God. Say, God, right now, I feel your spirit. I know I feel your spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yield yourself. Open your mouth. There's strange sounds that are coming to you. That baby didn't tell you the day and time that it was going to come. Oh, come on, somebody. But in the name of Jesus, his spirit has blown into this place. Come on. You respond to the altar call. You respond to his spirit in the name of the Lord God. He You cannot speak in your native tongue and speak in tongues at the same time. Keep on worshiping. You can't speak in English and speak in tongues at the same time. You can't speak, amen, in Spanish and speak in tongues at the same time. You can't speak in patois, amen, and speak in tongues at the same time. You've got to come like a little baby. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. We are about to that point. In the name of Jesus. Come on, we don't have to wait till we get around the altar. That whole church is an altar. Oh, praise the Lord. It's been designed by God. Hallelujah. When I tell this congregation to shout amen, hallelujah, when they, amen, shout like they can hear it across the street in the midst of that worship and in the midst of that praise, yield your tongue like a little baby to those strange sounds that are coming into your mind. They began to speak as the Spirit gave the utterance. Come on, lady. Amen. You've been hanging on to your pride even to now. Let it go. Oh, praise the Lord. Are you ready? I say, are you ready? Are you ready? Come on, when I say shout hallelujah, I mean from everybody from the pulpit to the pew. In the name of Jesus Christ. And in the midst of that, God is doing that work. In the name of Jesus Christ. And even if you've never spoken with tongues before, yield yourself. Because throughout this place, from the young, come on, Jay, I'm talking to your son. Amen. You're going to begin to speak. You won't understand it. Don't analyze it. Don't religionize it. Come on. In the name of the Lord, get your hands up all the way. In the name of Jesus Christ. He under the bokata. Come on. I've got 30% of you. But what about the rest of you? Get your hands all the way up. Are you ready? If it's just 30%, amen, cooperate with the preacher. He under the bokata. Here it comes right now. And when they begin to shout hallelujah, receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Come on, walk and pray in the Spirit. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, keep praising Him. Don't keep your mouth shut, ma'am. Lift up your hands. Open your mouth. Don't worry about the sound. You blow your brains out with your headphones. Come on. Open your mouth. And let the Spirit lift up your hands right now. Come like a little baby, ma'am. Come on, every mother, every teenager. Come on, close your eyes. Too many people are looking around. Close your eyes, sir, and put your mind on the Lord and let it come right there. Go ahead, teenager. Lift up your hands right there. Receive the Holy Ghost. Speaking with tongues. Come on. I want my prayers to come out. Amen. If you see somebody you can help, come on, reach over. Come on. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know we had at least 6 that didn't have the Holy Ghost. I know that there's at least 12 that don't have it. This is not time to check your hell phone, sweetheart. Lift up your head right now. I speak peace over this house. I speak rest over this house. I speak the joy of the Lord over this house. Come on. Lift up your head. Some of you are suffering mentally because of emotional strain. Lift up your head right now. Lift up your head right now. Come on, teenager. It's not time just to look around. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, young man. Lift up your hands right there. Lift up your heart. Get everything out of your mouth that would hinder you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Without instruction, the Gentiles receive the Holy Ghost because hunger trumps everything. Hunger overcomes everything. Lift up your head. Come on, Jay, lift up your hand, son. Go ahead, lift up your hand, Jay's dad. He under Kotarabakatai. He under the mama yakatara mama mama maya. If you just relax yourself and lift up your hands right now, lift up your head. Forget about what the preacher's saying, but get yourself into the presence of the Lord. Don't let your pride keep those tears back. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. Don't descend to just looking around. This is not another religious experience. Religion will kill you. But amen, a walk with God will bring you alive in the name of the Lord. Feel after God. Love Him. In the name of Jesus. Reach up. Sit up in your chair. Reach up. Open your heart to God. If you're praying with somebody and they got the Holy Ghost, I want you to wave your hand and let me know that they got the Holy Ghost. There should be somebody that got the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't leave now. Come on, somebody. God's in this room. I say God's in this room. The Holy Ghost is here. Come on right now. Close your eyes and reach out to the Lord. Come on, lift up your hands right there. Like a little child. Dad, you can't come and like a dad. You got to come like a little child. Come on, mother. You can't come like a mother. You got to come like a little child. Come on, grandmother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now. I'm going to take it to another level. Oh, praise the Lord. I've not asked anybody to come out of their pew. Amen. I don't think so. Amen. Or step out in this aisle. But if you want something from God, if you want, amen, you're serious about getting something from God, get up out of where you are and stand right in the middle of this aisle and lift up your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your head. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Don't step out with an inferiority complex. Don't step out with your mind on everybody else. Step out lifting up your hands right now. Come on. In the name of the Lord. Go ahead. Open your mouth to speak in tongues. Speak it out loud. Let it flow right there. For the preacher, you get involved. Come on. It pays to step out in the aisle. Come on, lift up your head. If you're one of my prayers, get involved. Use your faith. Step around and use your faith, sir. Lift up your hearts right now. I command a man, joints to be healed, pains to be retired in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The presence of God is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not a guest anymore. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Don't just think you're a prayer, sir. Lift up your hands and yield yourself like a little baby.
Your knee. Say surgery.
say it. Be healed. Completely. Say no pain. In Jesus' name. Say it sincerely. Say no pain. No sin. Lift up the king hand and lift up the other hand. And give him praise and bring him to the Lord. Hallelujah, God. All over this room. All over this room in the name of Jesus. Come on, God's not done. I said we've got teenagers that need this. What I'm asking you to do, I want you to focus on loving God right now. Now, I'm not talking about in the cultural sense. Yes, it does involve some of what you understand already about love. But Jesus said, and I think it's John 14:15, I could be wrong. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. In this world, if you just have warm and fuzzy feelings, that's love. And you got words to come out to say, well, that's not my truth. As if you have a truth and somebody else a truth. That's just a colored lie. But if you will come honest, listen to me now. I know, amen, that you may not be used to, some may not be used to lifting up your hands. In Jesus' name, that's not the point. Everybody, amen, when you begin to open your heart, all of those walls that you built up around yourself that you learned from websites, checking out stuff before you ever go to the store. Amen. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, it's time for you to learn surrender. If you have never been baptized in Jesus' name, let me tell you what the biblical actual promise. Are you feeling better? Do you have any pain at all? Now tell me yes if you do. Stiffness? Okay, put your hand on the knee. Okay, look at the knee and say stiffness. Okay, look at me here. Talk to it just like you've had the Holy Ghost for 20 years, right? 5, 10. 6, 5. Okay. Talk to it like you're grown up in the Holy Ghost. Look at it and say, stiffness, get out now. It just left, didn't it? Oh. You see that big old grin? No, listen to me. Now that needed to happen right then. Because for some of you, unless you can find it chapter and verse, it ain't true. That's why the Pharisees missed it. Because they were versed in commentaries and the Torah and all the other things that go along with that. But in the name of Jesus, what do you mean spitting on your hand and stirring it with mud and putting it in that person's eye? Well, Amen. Proud people don't let you do that. See, I know she's kind of shy. I've been preaching her a long time. But it don't hurt, does it? Yeah. Amen. I'm just going to let you enjoy that. Amen. Let go of that right there. Take a little walk around the church. No, don't pay no attention to her. She knows what she's doing. Go ahead. Now, my whole idea, Karen, don't look at her and say, don't go back into your corner. That's where the mess started. When you come out, you stay out. Have you been baptized here yet? Yeah, I understand she wants to. But baptism is not a religious thing.
Right.
Baptism is for the removal of sins. And when they got the Holy Ghost and the Bible, and the one thing that everybody needs to hear, I'm just maybe addressing her, is that you need to learn to obey the Bible. What that means is not just obeying the book, obeying the Bible, and when God speaks to you out of the book, you do what He says to do when He says to do it. That's where the victory is. And I told that to a young man that's going to put it off to next week. First of all, you don't know if you're going to make it to next week. And if Paul took a jailer after a miracle that happened at midnight, woke up his... You better be careful when you're waking up your wife at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, get the kids going. We're going down to this cold river where there is no heater in the baptismal tank. You don't be worried about no Roman government then. You be worried about that wife that's going to take the sword and going to stab you. You better know what you're talking about. But you do when you need to do it according to the scripture. We've got water. We've got the preacher. You'll be glad that you got your sins washed away. Take her by the hand. Just take her in the back in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If the other lady wasn't a dancer, I wouldn't have tried that, because some of y'all have been too proud to do that. But in the name of the Lord, when you know where folks have come from and what God has done for them, then you can say, you know what? I think I'd like to try that. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Now I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, if you have never been baptized, or if you've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or if you were sprinkled and they called it baptism, or if you don't remember, amen, what was said or how it was done or whatever, you need to be baptized today in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name, even when I said that, there were some of you that have never experienced that, but you even if you didn't feel it, amen, some of you felt, amen, you know, I need to do it. I want you to raise your right hand and say, I'll do it today. In Jesus' name, where are you? In the name of Jesus. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name today. Close your eyes and lift up your hands right now, somebody. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I forgot your name, sir. You told me. John. Amen. I can't have a name like John and not be baptized in Jesus' name. Isn't it good to have a good friend? Praise the Lord. He says, I don't have time to raise my hand. Just show me where the clothes are. Oh, come on, in the name of the Lord. I'm sorry, I need to take authority right now. In the name of Jesus, I need to declare the authority of the name of Jesus over every pride and religious resistance in Jesus' name right now. Would you lift up your hands right now and give God some praise in the name of Jesus? Come on, just praise Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why do you say that, Brother Crowder, so much? Amen. You that know Psalms. Amen. David said, I will lift up my hands in the sanctuary. So just because, amen, there's lots of folks that are abandoned that. When you lift up your hands, you're saying, Lord, amen. At least this way David says, he says, I'm king, but you have subdued the people under me. When you enter into the kingdom, you're not entering into a democracy. You're entering into a kingdom. Amen. Where there is but one king. And if you can learn that, your life will change. Are you listening to me? Oh, praise the Lord. Now, there's others in here. This is the last time I would ask here publicly like this. But if you have never been baptized, or you don't remember, or that you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Please understand that the name of the Father and Son, Holy Ghost, when Jesus spoke that in Matthew 28:19, all the disciples were present except the one who had killed himself. His name was Judas Iscariot. And they understood later on, philosophers in the 2nd century, in the 3rd century, added on their own thoughts about it. But when Jesus, if you put the emphasis where Jesus put it, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I am a father, that's true. I'm a son, that's true. I'm a husband, that's true. But none of those are my names. Those are descriptives in Jesus' name. But it's the name that brings the power from the bank to, amen, the pay to the American Express card. And I'm telling you, it's the name of Jesus when it's called over you in baptism that brings the blood to wash away your sins. So in the name of the Lord, hallelujah. You don't have to understand everything about it, but when you come as a little child, when do you get your name? When do you get the family name? When you are born into this natural world. In Jesus' name. So every eye closed. I don't want no intimidation. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And you're coming with an open heart. There are many in here that have been baptized in Jesus' name. But there are a number that have not in Jesus' name. Everybody got their eyes closed right now. Come on, eyes closed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. If I've described you now in the name of the Lord and you've never, amen, done that, you can lift your hand up. Amen. Or you can immediately start towards the door. We have clothes. Hallelujah. We're ready, amen, to take care of that in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking over the congregation in the name of the Lord. Sir, ma'am, child, in Jesus' name, today's your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Let's thank the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Would you stand to your feet with me in Jesus' name? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's been a whole wave of the move of the Holy Ghost that's been in this place. In Jesus' name, and many, amen, would just say, amen, shake your hands and go home now. But I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, when God moves, it's important for you to move with God. Let me give us one more opportunity in the name of Jesus. If you know you need something, amen, in your mind, in your body, in the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask you to come out the aisle right now. Step down this aisle. Just come in the name of Jesus. God wants to meet that need. Hallelujah. Come quickly in the name of the Lord, wherever you are, in Jesus' name. Here they come. Hallelujah. Here they come. Come. Just come on, just line up. Not down the aisle, but line up across in the name of the Lord Jesus. Quickly in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please don't go. Hallelujah. Don't come to the end. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? These that have been boldly, they've come. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there are people in Jesus' name that you have never amen, you've never received the Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to take that person by the hand and just come down this aisle. I'm not asking you to ask them. I'm just saying, come on, take them by the hand and just start walking in the name of the Lord. Everybody close your eyes right now. Just start clapping your hands in the name of the Lord. We've got teenagers in this place. Come on, we've got adults in this place. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, here they come. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, they're coming. Come on. Don't do it just like you're pleasing. Amen. Just the preacher. Come on, clap them. Amen. Like that was you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Now look, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you're good. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you something, the whys. This is not just because of emotions. If you look me right in my eyes, I want you to hear me. Jesus said, except the man be born of water, someone say water, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God. This is why we've got to believe the Bible. Because in Jesus' name, most of us have heard religious things from various places. From accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. Be good to the Katrina victims or the North Carolina victims or whatever. You know, give your money to the homeless and all that. Amen. And you should do all of that. But that does not enter you into the kingdom of God. Amen. When Peter and Paul... Amen. Try to make it as quickly as I can. As Peter and Paul and all the disciples and all those that listened to them. Amen. Amen. As they, amen, entered into the kingdom of God. Listen. Amen. We learn by instruction and we learn by example. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, it makes sense to believe it God's way because anybody can talk trash on this side. But when you die, you've lost your last opportunity. So in Jesus' name, I want you to know the Lord loves you. And sometimes the reason that we resist is because we have been jerked around by all those in our lives that at some point in time loved us or said they loved us. And they disappointed us. And you projected that onto God. Lift up your hands right now and say, Lord, come on, in Jesus' name. I don't want to be pulling it out of you. Say it with all your heart. Say, Lord, I empty myself right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands right now. You need to drop that habit of running from God in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands right now. We've got, amen, 15 people in this altar right now. But nobody can cry out for you, young man. No mama can make you. No daddy can make you. Come on, you've got an excellent preacher here in Pastor Greeley. He can't force you. In the name of the Lord God, come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. There have been people that have come to places like this that have been raped time and time again, hurt time and time again. But they found it within themselves to say, God, I trust you. God, I give myself. Will you get your head up? Will you lift up your head? Come on. You can yawn later. Come on. Open your mouth. Come on. Empty yourself. Lift up your hands right now. I want you to expect, amen. We're going to pray for healing first in the name of Jesus. Healing of your body right now. Unfold your hands. Lift up your hands. From the back to the knees to the toes. When I release it, I want you to start speaking to whatever, amen, applies to you. In the name of Jesus, if your feet have been hurting, I want you to start speaking to your feet. Come on, lift up your hands right now. Lord, by the authority of the name of Jesus, I release healing right now. healing that you have purchased by your blood. Healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands right now. It's not time to speak in tongues now. Start speaking to that foot. Start speaking to that back. Start speaking to that broken relationship. Start speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Start speaking to that stubborn spirit that's got that backslid, amen, family member bound. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, right now. But I'm not used to speaking out loud. Come on. Amen. I didn't ask you. You're used to it. Open your mouth. Cry out to God. When that pain is gone. When that stiffness is gone. If you don't speak to the stiffness won't go. But if you'll speak to it, it will go. In the name of the Lord God. Come on. Don't watch your watch now. Come on. Lift up your head right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we speak healing right now. We speak healing right now. If you know that something left your body, amen, wave your hand right now. Be honest. If you know something just left your body, move it, test it. If it's gone, amen, wave your hand. I want to know where you are in the name of the Lord. There's one right there. Is that you, John? That's in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hand right there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Put your hand over your heart. We shouldn't have to fall like this. But then again, this generation, most of the healing is not necessarily in the body. Some people are sick in their body because their emotions have been torn up and ripped out. I don't know where you are, but some of you have been touched by things that when you open your eyes, amen, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't see anything, but you feel something touching your body and you know it's not right and you can't explain it to anybody else because they think you're crazy. I'm telling you, it's a reality. The devil is trying to get bold nowadays. But I, by the authority of the name of Jesus, rebuke that spirit by the dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Start rejoicing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind that witchcraft. I bind that spell. I bind that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody praying. I'm not trying to be spooky. I'm not trying to be even crazy. In the name of the Lord God, if you are bound by stubbornness, you need to understand it's more than just you that's participating in that. Lift up your hands and give him praise right now in the name of the Lord. Close your eyes right now in the name of the Lord. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, please don't hang on to your religion now. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. The presence of God is strong in this place. It had died down, but as people start worshiping the Lord here in the name of the Lord, it's rising back up. God's trying. Don't take time to say thank you, Jesus. Don't say take time to pray, amen, to say hallelujah. You've already done that. You need to come like a little baby right now. Open your mouth and yield yourself. Peter did it, and he was an apostle. Come on, Paul did it, and he was an apostle. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost right now. Lift up your head right now in the name of the Lord. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Don't wait for somebody to touch you. Come on. You that have the Holy Ghost, let your voice out. Let it out in the name of the Lord. Ma'am, I want to lay hands on you. Yeah, that's right. Let it flow right there. Yeah, that's it. Let it flow right there. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Hear our cry. be lifted high.